This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Several explosions lit up the night sky over Gaza before dawn on Thursday as Palestinian suffering mounted as Israeli bombings demolished neighborhoods. The United States announced Wednesday that it is working with Egypt and Israel to open up safe corridors to get civilians out of Gaza. The war has claimed more than 2,300 lives on both sides. Some 22 Americans have been killed since Gaza attacked Israel, while 17 U.S. citizens remain unaccounted for. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman has more from Washington.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the number of Americans who have died in Israel since the Hamas attacks could rise. Speaking to reporters on Wednesday, Kirby also said it is unclear how many Americans are among the estimated 150 people taken from Israel and being held in the Gaza Strip by the militant group. Discussions with the Israelis and other allies and partners in the region are underway about recovering those hostages, according to Kirby. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Israel has formed an emergency unity government on Wednesday to battle against Hamas as it rages on, rather. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chen has more.
There were more Israeli airstrikes in Gaza on Wednesday. Israeli tanks and armored vehicles have assembled in large numbers just north of Gaza ahead of a potential ground assault against Hamas. With Israel on a war footing, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's right-wing coalition and opposition leaders have agreed to form an emergency unity government. That's according to a joint statement from the opposition leader Benny Gantz's party.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. And for more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com.